You're listening to SBS News.
A new and potentially worrisome variant of the coronavirus has been detected in India. It has two mutations in the spiky protein that the virus uses to fasten itself to cells. The director of the Centre for Cellular and Molecular Biology, Dr. Sujit Kumar Singh, says the genetic tweaks could be of concern as they might help the virus spread more easily or make people sicker.
We have seen this double mutant E484Q and L452R. So this is the double mutant which has been observed in 206 samples in Maharashtra and then in a varied number in Delhi also, 9 samples.
Belgium has announced a lockdown to contain a third wave of COVID-19 infections. It will close schools, non-food stores and hairdressers for 4 weeks from Saturday. Prime Minister Alexander De Croo says the number of COVID-19 patients in hospital has doubled over the past 2 weeks.
We see that the level of circulation of the virus is at the highest level for 4 months. We see that pressure is building in our intensive care units, which is likely to become unsustainable in the long term.
A hospital in the capital, Brussels, says it's seen a spike in coronavirus admissions, which could threaten care of non-COVID patients. The head of intensive care at the Delta Hospital, Dr. Sophie Cram, says staff are fatigued.
After the second wave, we had a few resignations. Exhausted people who couldn't take it anymore, people unwell. All those who work are still brave, but they are exhausted. It's going to be harder and harder to find people to work in these units, especially as we don't see the end coming.
Poland has reported a record number of new daily coronavirus cases, just under 30,000. The government is considering sending patients to different regions to relieve pressure on strained hospitals. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki has warned that more restrictions will be introduced before the Easter holiday. It's typically marked by packed church services and family gatherings in the deeply Catholic country.
We have to suffocate the third wave. That's why we will announce new restrictions that will be enforced during the week before and the week after the Easter holidays.
Britain and the European Union say they're discussing how they can work together to expand vaccine supply. Earlier, the European Commission threatened to ban exports to make more shots available for its own citizens. Britain has received some 10 million doses from manufacturing plants in the EU, while not exporting vaccines produced at its own facilities to the bloc. In a statement, Britain and the EU say,
"Given our interdependencies, we're working on specific steps we can take in the short, medium and long term to create a win-win situation and expand vaccine supply for all our citizens. In the end, openness and global cooperation of all countries will be key to finally overcoming this pandemic."
Spain has restarted using AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. It was among a dozen European countries that stopped using the shot last week amid concerns of a rare blood clotting condition. But it revoked the suspension after Europe's Medicines Agency backed the vaccine. This health worker at a vaccination site says the public has confidence in the jab.
"We thought we'd face some reticence, but the truth is that with all the information provided, people are very calm about it, and they don't ask us about secondary effects mentioned previously."
A maternal and perinatal expert at the World Health Organization says based on available data, it's safe for pregnant women to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Özge Tunçolp says while there's currently little data available, pregnant women with a high risk of exposure to COVID-19 may be vaccinated if they wish.
"What I'm saying applies to all the vaccines right now recommended by WHO, Janssen, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. And this is another area where we are keeping the tabs on the new evidence as it emerges so that we continue to review the recommendations from WHO and we make sure that they are transparently communicated."
At present, the Australian government doesn't routinely recommend COVID-19 vaccine in pregnancy. It advises pregnant women to discuss with a health professional if the potential benefits of vaccination outweigh any potential risks. The United States is recording, on average, 55,000 new COVID-19 cases a day. But the government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there's been a significant drop in the number of people 65 and older going to the emergency room with COVID-19. In addition, recent studies show negligible rates of infection among fully vaccinated people.
If you look at the level of infection in individuals who were doubly vaccinated with the vaccine, it was 0.05%. That's extremely low. That's where we want to be. When, as a country, we are at that level, we will have turned the corner.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.